say, maybe I drink too much. You probably do, Paul. That's a track from his latest album, You Think Too Much. It's now 7:10, and among the birthday people today, a guy who made records back 1957 along with his brother. Who was he? Well, his name, Phil Everly. Here's a record from them. Phil on his birthday at 7:10.
Don't want you.
From the Everly Brothers later on. Phil Everly on his birthday today, Cathy's Clan, and the time now is 7:13. And this week's competition is from Master Glaze. They're reliable replacement windows and doors people, and they've given us a great competition prize, a beautiful porch sliding door to keep out those drafts and help keep your house warm and snug. Just what you need this terrible weather. If your home doesn't suit a porch slider, however, Master Glaze will offer the winner a replacement hall door instead, or if you prefer, a Master Glaze back kitchen door. All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning is to answer three very simple questions, which are: number one, in the 60s, Frankie Vaughan sang about the goings-on behind a certain coloured door. What coloured door was he talking about? And number two, another coloured door leads into one of Dublin's well-known restaurants in Upper Pembroke Street, known as the Something Door. What is it? And number three, which member of the well-known group The Doors did something rather naughty on stage in Miami in 1969? If you know the answers to these questions, put them on a postcard and address the postcard to the Master Glaze Competition, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, to be in by Monday, the 23rd of Jan. And the draw the next day.
Now at Duffy's Fabrics, a spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy's Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Centre.
Radio Nova, the mighty 890.
And the time right now on Radio Nova is coming up to 7:14.
Okay.
was you here today?
Not you, sir. Your sister. Hurry the radio up the stairs. Ask the Thompson twins. With the time, 18 and a half minutes past seven. On this cold Thursday morning. Driving into the city this morning, the main road seems to be okay, just the side roads were a bit precarious. I had to use all my skill and judgment to maneuver the car down the road. Oh, yes. When does it all go to end? Well, the weather forecast for today says it's going to continue. It's going to be that clear sky, which means, of course, the frost tonight. I have to think of a few ways to keep warm. Oh, I'm sure I can think of a few suggestions. It's now 19 minutes past seven.
Crying in the rain.
Carole King on Radio Nova, suffering interference from Radio 2. That is Crying in the Rain. 21 and a half minutes now past 7 on Love Rocky Trekkie. Here's one from Brett.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
Song. It is too. That's Bread and Everything I Own. I'd give just to have you back again. It's 25 minutes past 7 on Radio Nova, Thursday's Brekkie Trekkie, and birthdays today on the musical scene. Well, Dolly Parton is celebrating her birthday. And what can we say about her that hasn't been said before? Dolly Parton. Also celebrating today, Robert Palmer from Batley in Yack. So greetings to all in Batley in York this morning. Robert celebrating his birthday. Some music from him later. Also Phil Everly from the Everly Brothers. And born on this date, but now unfortunately not with us, Janis Joplin. And celebrating today as well, but born in England, but of US parents. They were involved in an airbase in Britain, Dewey Burnell. And he was a member of America. And still is. Dewey Burnell from America on his birthday, 33 today. 25 and a half minutes past 7 now. Good morning.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No, no magic could happen to me. And then I saw you, I couldn't believe it. You took my heart, I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, you can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic. And you know you're the one who can put out the fire. You know darn well when you cast your spell, you will get your way when you hypnotize. when the night it gets so cold, when I can't sleep, again you come to me. I hold you tight and the rain disappears. Who would believe it? With a word you dry my tears. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic.
From America later on. That's Dewey Bunnell there celebrating his birthday. He's 33 today, and the time now, 29 minutes past 7.
Radio Nova is giving away £100 in cash every day in the great Radio Nova 100 a day giveaway.
Tuesday afternoon, John Clark played the £100 giveaway record. Steve Harley's Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile. Right away came 9 unlucky calls, and then call number 10.
Hello, Radio Nova.
Did you play the song that time?
We did play the song. What's your name?
Sean Don.
Where are you ringing from, Sean?
From Townsend Street, Avant Tower.
What would you do with £100 if you won, Sean?
I'd have a good time, probably.
Good man, Sean.
I feel a bit of pressure off me.
Have you ever won in any competitions before?
Never.
Sean, congratulations. You're caller number 10.
Yee-hoo!
You've just won £100 in cash.
Are you serious?
I am very serious. How does that make you feel?
Make it feel great.
Another great cash giveaway from Radio Nova, 88 FM and 819 AM.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
You're tuned to Radio Nova from Dublin with the time 7:30. In the newsroom, Bob Gallico.
Thank you, Doctor. And what's the weather like? Well, it could be worse. It could be hailing or snowing or sleeting, but it's not. It's dry, but very cold. The city high today probably around 2 or maybe 3 degrees at the most. And the headlines, after a sharp frost, roads in many parts of the country are in dangerous condition with icy patches. In the special debate in the Dáil, the Minister for Industry and Commerce, Mr. Bruton, has said the Ford company must accept its social responsibility to Cork and allow enough time to set up a suitable project to replace the motor assembly industry in the city. At the European Security Conference in Stockholm, there's considerable speculation about the significance of yesterday's meeting of the American Secretary of State, Mr. Schultz, and the Soviet Foreign Minister, Mr. Gromyko. For the second day running, the Soviet Army newspaper Red Star has reported on new Russian nuclear missile bases in Eastern Europe, which are being developed as a response to American cruise and Pershing weapons. A fire in a coal mine in Japan has killed at least 80 miners and injured many. In Britain, lawyers representing the National Graphical Association will today begin preparing for a return to the High Court following last night's decision by the union to end its defiance of the law over the Messenger newspaper group dispute. Quick look at the paper headlines. The Times, 3 ministers will urge Ford to replace Jobs. From the Press, state calls in Fords. And the Independent, government anger at Ford's sudden closure. And when you know that, well, you know what the main news is. Not much else is happening. The Times, Gromyko and Schultz talk for 5 hours. Oh, they do well on RTE. Speaking of which, again from the Times, RTE executives awarded 20% pay increase, or one up on the government. Finally, the interference on Radio Nova's transmissions yesterday and probably again today is not an act of God. It's the act of some people down in Donnybrook who think they are.
I thought we were. Who's God around here? It's 28 minutes now before 8.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever be. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. They will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't want to hear what I say. I know you're gonna keep turning away. But I've been there, and if I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not low. Anybody I know, if there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man. I am an innocent man. Oh yes, I am an innocent man.
There's Billy and the innocent man. That's what he says he is, anyway. I'm sure 36 years old, he's more experienced in the world than that. Still, it's a good line to use. Must use that myself. I think I'd be believed. 22 and a half minutes now before 8. Here's the latest single by Lionel Richie. This is in the top 20 this week. It's called Running With The Night. Discovate in there with Lionel Richie and Running With The Night. 19 minutes to 8 on Radio Nova. Nearly going to say Radio 2. Oh, dear. I don't know where I am. Out of my head, probably. 19 minutes to 8 on the Brekkie Trekkie this Thursday morning. Here's Lindisfarne from 1978. And this is called Run For Home After Running The Night. You'll be exhausted with this program, I can tell you.
I've traveled the land with a guitar in my hand. And I have a rope and for some fun. I've made some mistakes, had my share of the breaks, seen the boys on the make and on the bum.
Run for home, run as fast as I can. Running for home.
eyes of the clown and the downs that they take just to be free. And I've seen all the girls and their pretty frocks and curls, but they don't mean a lot to me.
The last big hit that Lindisfarne had back in 1978, it was, and Run for Home. What time is it? Well, it's now 7:45.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Dunstore's Better Value beats them all.
Dunstore's great Better Value sale now on with huge reductions in all departments. How about these for lower prices? Ladies' fashion shoes, $5.99. Ladies' skirts, $3.99. Men's wool jumpers, $3.99. Yes, Dunstore's great Better Value sale beats them all.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today.
The Camera Shop Sale. Sankyo Cine Sound cameras and projectors below half price. Trick filters half price. Rechargeable batteries only $5.95 per set. Binoculars in three sizes, £10 off. Plus big discounts on all second-hand cameras. At the Camera Shop, 70 Lower Gardner Street, corner of Talbot Street. And 60A Capel Street, corner of Parnell Street.
Hicks and Holidays hit the hot spot. So come on, hit the hot spot with Hicks.
Yes, it's been worth waiting for, the 1984 Hicks and Holidays brochure. Pick it up at your travel agent or from Hicks and Holidays, Irish Life Mall, Talbot Street, Dublin 1. More resorts, great value for money and friendly service. That's Hicks and Holidays. Book right now.
So come on, hit the hot spot with Hicks and Holidays.
Good news. Quality Texan Coal is back. Order now. Phone CDL 720011.
Radio Nova.
Come on, lad, you're very slow this morning. It's now 30 minutes to 8, and the football results from last night, Bob.
Oh, again.
Oh, yes, the league milk...
Is it?
No, they're not vetted this morning. Looking at them, League Milk Cup quarterfinals, Oxford United 1, Everton 1, that's a good one for Oxford, and Rotherham 2, Walsall 4, and in the second division, Swansea City 2, Huddersfield 2. That's football results. 12 and a half minutes now to 8, and, pardon? Well, it is. It's Dolly Parton's birthday today.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. One of your favorite artists.
Yes, yes, the lovely Dolly. Actually, there's a piece about Dolly in today's Independent, the America's column. It says, dazzling Dolly Parton was parading down a Hollywood street in a skin-tight red jumpsuit.
My goodness.
Yes, an unnamed motorist turned to stare and crashed into two other cars. That's what it says. Business is very bad these days. I suppose the Ford's collapse is a bit symptomatic of it. I was in one store, and they were saying that business was so bad there, even the shoplifters have stopped coming.
12 minutes now to 8. Here's Matthew Wilder. Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride, this one for Jenny in Rathmines at 9.5 to 8.
Over Bridge of Sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
It's all
Park by the Small Faces. Radio Nova now at 7 minutes towards 8, and all the fans of Clos de Carton have to be disappointed this morning. No Beat the Intro this morning. Hopefully it'll return later in the week. What's Clodagh's fan club going to do? Especially Terry. Here's Yes at 6:30 to 8. Yes, owner of a lonely heart. We'll have Clodagh hopefully back on the air in the morning playing Beat the Intro. Now, at 8:15, we have our classic record, and that means that when it's played a little bit later on in the day, you could win £100. Here's what happened the day before yesterday.
Radio Nova is giving away £100 in cash every day in the great Radio Nova 100 a day giveaway.
Tuesday afternoon, John Clark played the £100 giveaway record. Steve Harley's Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile. Right away came 9 unlucky calls, and then call number 10.
Hello, Radio Nova.
Hey,
Did you play the song that time?
We did play the song. What's your name?
Sean Dunn.
Where are you ringing from, Sean?
From Townsend Street, Avantatire.
What would you do with £100 if you won, Sean?
I'd have a good time, probably. I'd take a few bit of pressure off me.
Have you ever won in any competitions before?
Never.
Sean, congratulations. You're caller number 10.
You're joking.
You've just won £100 in cash.
Are you serious?
I am very serious. How does that make you feel?
Makes you feel great.
Another great cash giveaway from Radio Nova, 88 FM and 819 AM.
Oh, yes, good man, Sean. Terrific, great response on the phone. Anyhow, there'll be a classic record played at 8:15, and when that's repeated sometime during the day on Radio Nova, well, it's your chance to win £100. 8 o'clock news on the way.
What's that terrible noise? It's my exhaust. But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhaust.
Lafayette continue their attack on Newry prices. Hi-Fi News with Mike Edgar. Lafayette Hi-Fi today stated that their war on Northern Hi-Fi prices is reinforced with the January Hi-Fi sale. Their price fighters include the portables, the Iowa 926 for just £109, and the Iowa CS200s back again at £69.90. Other specials include Toshiba rack systems for £299 and walkabouts starting at just £20. A Lafayette spokesman says he believes their store beside the Hapenny Bridge offers probably the best prices in the country.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
Jet away to any of the 26 sunny resorts. Soak up the sun. Fill your nights with holiday fun. Be with family or make new friends in top-class hotels, villas, tavernas, or great apartments. The big Club Travel Brochure 84 tells it all in full color. Get it today. Club Travel, the best value under the sun.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people. 727-444.
Hello, Evening Herald Small Ads. Can I help you?
Time to have a cup of Lion's tea.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. After a sharp frost, roads in many parts of the country are in dangerous condition with icy patches. Many schools will again be closed today, and pupils are advised to check before setting out. In the special debate in the Doyle, the Minister for Industry and Commerce, Mr. Bruton, has said the Ford company must accept its social responsibility to Cork and allow enough time to set up a suitable project to replace the motor assembly industry in the city. The Ford management and unions are to meet the government on Tuesday to discuss the closure of the plant and the loss of 800 jobs. 140 jobs are to go at the Warner Lambert Medical Supply Factory in Dunleary in March. Mr. Bruton has announced that 200 jobs are to be created in counties Roscommon and Sligo over the next 2 years. At the European Security Conference in Stockholm, there's considerable speculation about the significance of yesterday's meeting of the American Secretary of State, Mr. George Shultz, and his counterpart, the Soviet Foreign Minister, Mr. Andrei Gromyko. The two men were together for more than 5 hours, 2 hours longer than had been planned. It was their first meeting since the acrimony of the Madrid Security Conference. During the intervening 4 months, East-West relations have reached a new low with the Russian walkout of the disarmament talks. American officials have been guarded in their assessments as to whether the Stockholm meeting will mark the start of any thaw. One said there was now a need for confidentiality if there was to be any progress. For the second day running, the Soviet Army newspaper Red Star has reported on new Russian nuclear missile bases in Eastern Europe, which are being developed as a response to American cruise and Pershing weapons. Yesterday, the paper said Soviet troops were manning a base in East Germany. In today's edition, the paper says Soviet missile troops have been training in Czechoslovakia. A fire in a coal mine in Japan has killed at least 80 miners and injured many. Several were reported trapped, and rescue workers say there's little hope of finding them alive. The mine, Japan's largest, is on the southern island of Kyushu. The British Defense Secretary, Mr. Michael Heseltine, is on his way to the Falkland Islands for a 3-day visit. He says he needs to see for himself the problems faced by the British troops stationed there. Parts of a government research center in London have closed following the discovery of radioactive material. The Trade Department says a small quantity of uranium was found in a shed at the National Physical Laboratory in Teddington. The radiation level was said to be only slightly above normal and not dangerous. In Britain as well, lawyers representing the National Graphical Association will today begin preparing for a return to the High Court following last night's decision by the union to end its defiance of the law over the Messenger newspaper group dispute. The NGA has decided to purge its contempt in order to get back assets worth £10 million, which were seized because the union refused to pay contempt fines imposed following its illegal picketing of the Messenger's Warrington print works. Independent radio news from Dublin at 3 minutes past eight.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Bob. You're tuned to Radio Nova on the Brekkie Trekkie, suffering deliberate interference from RTE Radio 2. And the weather this morning, cold, and it's going to continue that way. Oh, yucky. The Cold War has started. Here's Naked Eyes when the lights go out. When the lights go out. Never noticed that, actually. Let's pay attention the next time. That's Naked Eyes from the American charts this week. What's the time? 6.5 minutes past eight. We'll have the milestone of pop history after this one from China Crisis, and it's called Wishful Thinking. Great record by China Crisis and Wishful Thinking. Radio Nova, 11 minutes past 8. No, they're not going to jam out the milestone of pop history, are they? Not at all. Let's press on. On this date in 1966, Radio Caroline, on the ship, the Caroline South Ship, it ran aground. Well, let's hope history doesn't repeat itself. And on this date in 1974, Slade, the album Sladest, went to number one. Quite a lot of birthdays today, so let's, as our milestone of pop history, pick one of the birthdays. And born on this date, 1949, in Batley, in Yorkshire, is Robert Palmer. Here's one of his biggies. And the time is 11 and a half minutes past 8. Robert Palmer on his birthday and Johnny and Mary. It's a quarter past 8.
I'd almost given up hope of finding an apartment for under £34,000 until I discovered Stradbroke Hill. Now I look forward to coming home to my luxury one-bedroom apartment situated close to Dunleary. If you want to feel like I do, call to see the show flats at weekends between 2.30 and 4. Elmland Builders. Make your dreams a reality.
Melia Travel, Spain's biggest travel company, are offering unbeatable holiday value to Torremolinos from only £286 for 2 weeks in July. Also ask about their incredible family specials. Call Melia Travel, Dawson Street, Dublin 2, or phone 772409.
Clutch or gearbox problems?
Call Clutch and Transmission Services for Fast Fit Clutch, Gearbox, and Auto Transmission Repairs. Drive in, get it done, and drive away. Prices are fixed for clutches and transmissions, and there's no waiting around. Call Clutch and Transmission Services, Southside on 942411 and Northside on 301-277. Fast Fit Clutch and Transmissions, a brilliant idea. Once you're into our clutches, you won't want us to let you go.
Looking for a good used car? Phone Dublin.
571171.
And choose from Smith's computer listing of 1,000 used cars of all makes at Smith's garages nationwide. So if you want a good used car, phone Dublin.
571171.
Hello? Is that you, Firsty? Here, listen, where shall I tell you? I'm after getting myself a great new yoke from Bank of Ireland. A pass card. No, you idiot. Nobody's dead. I'm talking about the yoke you stick into the contraption in the wall that gives you up to £100 any time, day or night. No, of course the money's not free, but I'm having my wages paid direct to Bank of Ireland. Huh? And why wouldn't I need one? Sure, why if Nobla wanted to go to a late night disco and me with not a tosser on me? And you know what else? There's over 50 of them in Dublin and 140 all over Ireland. No, you idiot. Not discos, contraptions in the wall.
Pass, your passport to Ireland's biggest 24-hour banking service from Bank of Ireland.
Listen, I've a pass for two for Sunday. Will you come? No, you idiot. Not to the bank, to the match.
Now at Duffy's Fabrics, a spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy's Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Centre.
And the time now, 17 and a half minutes past eight, just ahead of the classic record, which could win you £100.
Ooh.
Yes, the classic record coming up, and when it's repeated sometime today, up to 8 o'clock, if you're the 10th caller to 604-043, you will win the 100 quid, which can't be bad.
Not bad at all. Hello to everybody up in the Drogheda area. All the heads up there. I'll be coming up your way tomorrow night.
You're
Star
not, Bob.
What?
Yeah, you're going to Drogheda tomorrow night.
Yes, I am. I'm going to the Star and Crescent. Tomorrow is Friday, isn't it? Yes, the Star and Crescent, half past eight. It's the non-alcoholic disco. All the heads will be there. Come and talk to me. I should be bringing car stickers and Radio Nova stickers. I think I'll have a little competition. I'll give away a car sticker to anybody who gives me one good reason why they like RTE. And that should save a few stickers.
There'll probably be RTE roadblocks on your way up. You better watch out. General Jaruzelski will be out.
Do you think they'll jam the roads? Princess Michael of Kent's appearance on Desert Island Discs turned into a bit of a dust-up, the Star tells us this morning. She told presenter Roy Plumley, I've got to insist on this. I want to take a cat, and it's got to be Oriental and preferably pregnant.
Whoa, fair play to her.
Yes, well, Plumley said, no, sorry, I'll give you anything but a cat, Princess Michael. No, a cat. There's method in my madness. This cat is not only pregnant, but an Oriental cat is one hell of a hunter. But amid laughter, who's laughing? Plumley continued to say, no, no, no. The show goes out on Radio 4 on January 20. I can hardly wait. Is it really bad luck to have a black cat following you? Well, it depends on whether you're a man or a mouse.
And the time now is 19 minutes past 8. Okay, the classic record today goes back to 1968.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charm. The secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is away. Just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on, love is in your eyes. mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are.
Get out of his life. Call round to me. That's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap there. The classic record today, and when that one is repeated, and I guarantee you it will, get on the phone 604043. If you're the 10th caller, you win £100. 22 and a half minutes past 8, here's John Lennon.
The ball. Everybody's making love, and no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
Lennon and Nobody Told Me. We dedicate that one to John O'Riordan and all the gang in O'Mara Camping. Best of luck with their new project. It's 26 minutes past 8. And the loony lyric has been locked up. I've lost the loony lyric. What? No loony lyric this morning. Actually, I did come across one. I have to improvise a little bit. So pay attention. And here we go. It's from Super Trooper by ABBA. And it's I'm Sick and Tired of Da-da-da. Last night when I called you from Tesco's. There's a bit of free plugging for Tesco's. And they got mentioned on this one by ABBA. Have a listen.
I was sick and tired of everything.
I think I'll award myself a t-shirt on that one. Good old Super Trooper. By Abbott, if you have a Looney Lyric, don't forget you can write to us at the Looney Lyric Department, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. And you can get a t-shirt if your one is used. 27 past 8.
Super Trooper, things are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue, like I always do, 'cause somewhere in the crowd there's
from ABBA, and last night I called you from Tesco. That one, Super Trooper, which will never be the same after not the 9 o'clock news team. They got their hands on it. 29 minutes now, 2 now.
Come to the Shelburne Hotel on Sunday, the 22nd of January, for the 1984 Wedding Fair. A selection of the latest and brightest fashions and wedding arrangements. There are two shows at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Admission is free. That's the Wedding Fair, Sunday, the 22nd of January. Make it a date.
Of the many thousands listening out there, this message is aimed at only 250 of you. It concerns a very, very special car, the anniversary Starlet.
Toyota's way of celebrating its 10th anniversary in Ireland. Problem is, they've created only 250 of these special editions. Designed to be a trendsetter of today, destined to be a classic of tomorrow. The Anniversary Starlet. Grab one while you can at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, 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 what a feeling.
Starlet.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
Sitting in the sun, good wine, and good company.
A nice beach for the wife and fun for the kids.
Sun, sea, and relaxation.
I enjoy different foods in different countries.
Plenty of sun, food, men, and drink.
The nightlife, the girls, the disco, and the crack.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
Shattered windscreen? Whatever time of the day or night this happens to your car or truck glass, you're never far away from expert attention. All-weather truck and autoglass replacements operate a 24-hour emergency windscreen service. Our city centre branch at 33 Bolton Street and South City branch at Grand Canal Quay operate non-stop Monday to Saturday, 8.30 to 5.30, including through lunchtime. For rapid, expert windscreen, door, vent glass and heated rear screen replacements, plus the fabulous range of all-weather sunroof systems, remember the 24-hour emergency windscreen number, 713-655. 713-655.
Christy, am I hearing things? Did they just announce that they're cutting the price of everything in the supermarket for the next half hour? And me with only a fiver in me purse. Oh, don't panic, Christy. I'm not going to borrow your confirmation money. Mission impossible. We'll run across the road and I'll use me Bank of Ireland pass card to take 30 quid out of the machine. Yes, Christy, I know you can take £100 out with your pass card at any time of day or night. But I'm only here to buy the groceries, not to throw a party for Princess Diana. Hey, we'll look at Mrs. Wynne, the war, rooting in her purse like a customs man. Bet she hasn't got the price of a rash of skin. What's that, Christy? She has a Bank of Ireland pass card, too. Well, the crap. Well, will you hurry up before she gets all the bargains?
Pass, your passport to Ireland's biggest 24-hour banking service from Bank of Ireland.
Christy, get your paws off of them pastries or they won't let us back in again.
Moy Glass. The household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Goodness me, cold this morning, Bob. What's the forecast?
Same thing. Cold, yes.
Can you not be a bit more optimistic than that?
Well, how about dry and bright? That's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
But still cold, and probably frost coming back tonight. The city high today, not much more than about probably 2 degrees. And the headlines, and after a sharp frost, roads in many parts of the country are in a dangerous condition with icy patches. Many schools will be closed again today, and pupils are advised to check before they set out for the lessons. In the special debate in the Dáil, the Minister for Industry and Commerce, Mr. Bruton, has said the Ford company must accept its social responsibility to Cork and allow enough time to set up a suitable project to replace the motor assembly industry in the city. At the European Security Conference in Stockholm, there's considerable speculation about the significance of yesterday's meeting of the American Secretary of State, Mr. Schultz, and the Soviet Foreign Minister, Mr. Gromyko. For the second day running, the Soviet Army newspaper Red Star has reported on new Russian nuclear missile bases in Eastern Europe. A fire in a coal mine in Japan has killed at least 80 miners and injured many. Several were reported trapped. Rescue workers say there's little hope of finding them alive. The British Defense Secretary, Mr. Michael Heseltine, is on his way to the Falkland Islands for a three-day visit. And lawyers representing the National Graphical Association in Britain will today begin preparing for a return to the High Court following last night's decision by the union to end its defiance of the law over the Messenger newspaper group dispute. And just a quick look at the paper headlines this morning, because there isn't that too much in it. The Times, three ministers will urge Ford to replace Jobs.
Well, it took them long enough to replace clutches and engines. I don't know how long it's going to take them to replace Jobs. There's one for you.
All righty. And from the press, state calls in Fords. Why, do they need some batteries replaced as well? They're running down, are they? And the Independent, government anger at Ford's sudden closure. And when you know that, well, you pretty well know what the main news is. In the Times, there's a headline, Gromyko and Schultz talk for 5 hours, and not a single record in between. Oh, they do well on RTE. Speaking of which, again from the Times, RTE executives awarded 20% pay increase, or one up on the government.
They have a new department out there now, though.
Yes?
That's what it is. They're looking after it.
Well, RTE may be able to stop some things occasionally, but they can't stop the Nova Nag. No, the going might stop it, and the form might stop it, and an upset tummy might stop the Nova Nag.
The talons of the horse might stop.
But not RTE, and they didn't stop it yesterday. Nothing stopped it. It won. at 11-8. Easter Lee scored. And today, we'll try for three in a row. One, a winner, followed by no racing, followed by another winner. That's two in a row. 1 o'clock at Lingfield Promenante.
Thank you, Bob. And it's now 23 and a half minutes before nine.
Radio Nova, the mighty 890. I light a candle to our love. In love, our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. All around the world, little children being born to the world. Got to give them all we can till the war is won. Then will the work be done.
Bye.